the divine principle of healing is proved in the personal experience of any sincere seeker of truth. Its purpose is good, and its practice is safer and more potent than that of any other sanitary method. The unbiased Christian thought is soon as touched by truth and convinced of it.
First of all, I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerforliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. Now, for those of you with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. We'll continue in song with hymn number 69. The topic of today's healing message is Christian Science a belief in a doctrine or the understanding of a demonstrable divine principle? I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Before I go into the rest of what I'm supposed to read, I wanted to tell you this Wednesday lesson came to me in response to reading the article Principle and Practice by Mary Baker Eddy. The inclination of mortal mind is to receive Christian Science through a belief instead of the understanding. And this inclination prevails like an epidemic on the body. It inflames mortal mind and weakens the intellect. But the so-called mortal mind is wholly ignorant of this fact, and so it cherishes its mere faith in Christian Science. And then the last paragraph. Christian Science is not a faith cure. Unless human faith be distinguished from the scientific healing, Christian Science will again be lost from the practice of religion, as it was soon after the period of our great master's scientific teaching and practice. Preaching without practice of the divine principle of man's being has not in 1900 years resulted in demonstrating this principle. Preaching without the truthful and consistent practice of your statements will destroy the success of Christian Science. So with that, I will continue with the lesson. The Bible, Hebrews. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying of hands, and the resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints, do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. Mark, Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other things ye do. But he said unto them, Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. Romans. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. John. Jesus answered them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, We be not born of fornication. We have but one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, If God were your father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, If a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say, I know him not, I should be a liar like unto you. But I know him, and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus saith unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Titus, and after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly, Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And from Science and Health with Tea of the Scriptures by Barry Baker Eddy. Christians claim to be his followers, but do they follow him in the way that he commanded? Here are these imperative commands. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Heal the sick. Why has this Christian demand so little inspiration to stir mankind to Christian effort? Because men are assured that this command was intended only for a particular period and for a select number of followers. And so it will be considered when the lethargy of mortals produced by man-made doctrines is broken by the demands of divine science. Question. You speak of belief. Who or what is it that believes? Answer. Spirit is all-knowing. This precludes the need of believing. Matter cannot believe, and mind understands. The body cannot believe. The believer and belief are one and are mortal. Christian evidence is founded on science, a demonstrable truth, flowing from immortal mind. And there is in reality no such thing as mortal mind. Mere belief is blindness without principle from which to explain the reason of its hope. The belief that life is sentient and intelligent matter is erroneous. The Apostle James said, "Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." The understanding that life is God, Spirit, lengthens our days by strengthening our trust in the deathless reality of life, its almightiness and immortality. This faith relies upon an understood principle. This principle makes whole the disease and brings out the enduring and harmonious phases of things. The result of our teachings is our sufficient confirmation. When, on the strength of these instructions, you are able to banish a severe malady, the cure shows that you understand this teaching, and therefore you receive the blessing of truth. The Hebrew and Greek words often translated belief differ somewhat in meaning than that conveyed by the English verb believe. They have more the significance of faith, understanding, trust, constancy, firmness. Hence, the scriptures often appear in our common version to approve and endorse belief, when they mean to enforce the necessity of understanding. Question. What is the scientific statement of being? Answer. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. For God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. To be immortal, we must forsake the mortal sense of things, turn from the lie of false belief to truth, and gather the facts of being from the divine mind. The body improves under the same regimen which spiritualizes the thought. And if health is not made manifest under this regimen, this proves that fear is governing the body This is the law of cause and effect, or like producing like. The definition of I or ego from the glossary. I or ego, divine principle, spirit, soul, incorporeal, unerring, immortal, and eternal mind. There is but one I or us, but one divine principle or mind governing all existence. Men and women unchanged forever in their individual characters, even as numbers which never blend with each other, though they are governed by one principle. All the objects of God's creation reflect one mind, and whatever reflects not this one mind is false and erroneous. Even the belief that life, substance, and intelligence are both mental and material. The substance of all devotion is a reflection and demonstration of divine love, healing sickness, and destroying sin. Our master said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." One's aim, a point beyond faith, should be to find the footsteps of truth, the way to health and holiness. We should strive to reach the Horeb height, where God is revealed, and the cornerstone of all spiritual building is purity. The baptism of spirit, washing the body of all the impurities of flesh, signifies that the pure in heart see God and are approaching spiritual life and its demonstration. There is neither place nor opportunity in science for error of any sort. Every day makes its demands upon us for higher proofs rather than professions of Christian power. These proofs consist solely in the destruction of sin, sickness, and death by the power of spirit, as Jesus destroyed them. This is an element of progress, and progress is the law of God. His law demands of us only what we can certainly fulfill. To ascertain our progress, we must learn where our affections are placed and whom we acknowledge and obey as God. If divine love is becoming nearer, dearer, and more real to us, matter is then submitting to spirit. The objects we pursue and the spirit we manifest reveal our standpoint and show what we are winning. Progress takes off human shackles. The finite must yield to the infinite. Advancing to a higher plane of action, thought rises from the material sense to the spiritual, from the scholastic to the inspirational, and from the mortal to the immortal. All things are created spiritually. Mind, not matter, is the creator. Love, the divine principle, is the father and mother of the universe, including man. By interpreting God as a corporeal savior, but not as the saving principle or divine love, we shall continue to seek salvation through pardon and not through reform, and resort to matter instead of spirit to the cure of the sick. As mortals reach through knowledge of Christian Science a higher sense, they will seek to learn not from matter, but from the divine principle God, how to demonstrate the Christ truth as the healing and saving power. It is essential to understand instead of believe what relates most nearly to the happiness of being. To see truth through belief in a human doctrine is not to understand the infinite. We must not seek the immutable and immortal through the finite, mutable, and mortal, and so depend upon belief instead of demonstration, for this is fatal to a knowledge of science. the understanding of truth, gives full faith in truth, and spiritual understanding is better than all burnt offerings.